Good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Pesach. It's Erev Shabbos HaGadol. And this song, Abeli Dai, Ma'arikosi Lachem Bracha, comes from the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. What a song, what a singer. We're waiting for Bracha, Abeli Dai. We want boundless, endless Bracha. Seros Tovos. Hostages come home. Soldiers return to their family. I want to thank our Tim Friday and Erev Shabbos generous sponsor memory to put a 15 and shift for Chayyid to back people at Fredo in memory of Rabbi Lord John of the Tatsal of the Alpha 3 Ben David Aryeh. So we want to die, endless bracha, not dayenu, but adbali die, endless bracha in our lives. We're ready to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday, we are getting ready. It is not an ordinary Shabbos. No Shabbos is ordinary. Every Shabbos is special in its own right. This Shabbos is a big Shabbos. In fact, it is called the big Shabbos. And whenever you're listening to this, it's relevant. The lesson, the message is always relevant, whether you're listening the week of Shabbos HaGadol or not. I want to share with you an insight of the Slonim Rebbe, the Hilgan Hasivah Shalom, not on the Parsha, but on Pesach. And he quotes the following in Shabbos HaGadol. Ki ha'emes shekol Shabbos yibechina Shabbos HaGadol. The truth is that every single Shabbos, in many ways, is Shabbos HaGadol. Ki yom zeh gadol v'kadoshu. Because Shabbos is called gadol v'kadosh. It's considered great and it's considered to be holy. Ela Shabbos hazui gadol shebegdolim. This, every Shabbos is great. This is the greatest of the greatest. The greatest of the great. This is the biggest Shabbos. This is Shabbos HaGadol. Not just because the rabbi goes on and on and on and doesn't know when to end and the drasha takes forever. That is not the reason it's called Shabbos HaGadol. The original Shabbos HaGadol is because the courage and the bravery Klal Yisrael showed on the 10th of Nisan, setting aside the deity, the God of our enemy, and slaughtering it, showing faith in Hashem. But the Slonimer has a different perspective, and it's an insight into all Shabbos, and this Shabbos in particular. Why is this Shabbos called the great Shabbos, if every Shabbos is a great Shabbos? So he says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, if the Jewish people of Klal Yisrael only observe two Shabboses, immediately would be redeemed. And we've shared many interpretations. Maybe this really means one calendar Shabbos, but the two components of Shabbos. There is the Zachor and the Shamor, as Shabbososai Tishmoru. In every single Shabbos, there is a duality, a dual Shabbos, Shabbososai, two Shabboses, Shamor v'Zachor. There are the 39 creative labors we abstain from, we refrain from. There's what we don't do, and then there's what we do do. But there's another element. Every Shabbos has in it, Midas Ha'av u'Midas Ha'ira. There's an awe, and a reverence, and a respect that Hashem is great and I'm nothing, I recoil in His presence. But there's also an Ava. He's my Father and He loves me and I love Him. There's a closeness and a connection and affection and an intimacy. Zochor Yom HaShabbos, the Kodesh, Shu Mitzvah Saseh Shaych L'Midas Ava. Zochor, remember Shabbos, the Kiddush, the candles, the Zmiros, the Divrei Torah, the singing. Transform the energy of Shabbos, that Zochor, that's Ava. Love, affection, connection, cuddling with Hashem. V'shomer zeh Shabbos the Kodesh, was mitzvah lo saseh is midas hayira. But abstain, refrain, 39 category of creative labor, don't do, stay away, boundaries, respect, awe, reverence, that's yira. And that's Shabbososai tishmoru. Every Shabbos has both components, ava and yira, zachor and shomer, Shabbososai, two Shabboses. But there are also two Shabboses of the year, says the Slonim Rebbe. The two Shabboses of the year are Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva. You know, not that long ago, rabbis didn't darshan, they didn't give a drasha, a sermon every single Shabbos. Once upon a time, some people maybe wish it was this way still now, rabbis only gave sermons twice a year. The two big Shabboses were Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. Says the Slonimer, Shabbos HaGadol is Ava, Shabbos Shuva is Yira. Is Yira. Why? Because the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuva, Nimshachim Baha'uros, Yom HaKippur, Shemidah Zayira. We know, Chol Ha'oros HaNishpoim B'meshach HaShavua, Nimshachim B'Shabbos Shelefanav. All of the energies of the week to come, all flow from, they come from the Shabbos that precedes it. So the Shabbos before a Yontif, the Shabbos before a holiday, the Shabbos before a special day, already contain the energy, the potential, the power of what is to come afterwards. So Shabbos Shuva, which is the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, is already setting the stage, it's already the energy, it's already the mindset, it's already the personality of Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is all about Yira, it's awe and reverence. We're going to come before the judge, are we worthy Are we worthy? How are we accountable? How much respect and reverence do we have? So the Shabbos before is Shabbos Shuva. It's a Shabbos of Yira, of recoiling, of boundaries, of respect, of awe, of deference, of reverence. Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos before Pesach. And that, Nimshachem Bo HaOros Pesach. So Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week is going to be Pesach. Pesach is all about Dilugo Alai Ava. It's Hashem expresses love. He saved us. He stepped in. He intervened on our behalf. He saved us. He bailed us out. He loves us. He connects with us. He cares for us. V'zeu ilmalei shamar Yisrael beis Shabbosos. So when Chazal say, if only we'd observe two Shabbos as Miyad Nigalim, we would immediately be redeemed. What are the two Shabboses? Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol, Yira and Ava. If we would only show in every Shabbos, we would have these two components. But in these particular Shabbosim, we have a big focus on these ideas. And that's why this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Ki midas ha'ava madrigasa yoser gedula mi midas ha'ira. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Which is a greater way of connecting and worshiping? What is the greater paradigm of the relationship with Hashem? Yira, awe, reverence, fear, or ava, love, affection, connection? The answer is ava. He doesn't quote this, but the Ramban writes, we have a halachic principle, asei doche los asei. A positive commandment supersedes a negative commandment. Why? Says the Ramban, because positive commandments, mitzvos asei, are ava, they're love. Mitzvos los asei, the negative commandments, are yira, are awe, or fear. Asei doche los asei, ava doche yira. Of course, it begins with yira, reishis chachma yira Hashem, it begins with yira, has to have a baseline and has to have a foundation of awe and reverence, and then you build upon that love and affection. But the greater, the higher, the loftier, the aspiration is midas ha'ava. So this is Shabbos HaGadol. This is a Shabbos that is defined by love, by ava, by ava. Midas ha'ava shirashom midas ha'chesed, ha'nikra is gedola, gedula, l'cha Hashem ha'gedula v'ha'gevura, v'lachin shema Shabbos HaGadol, she'darchad m'shachem ha'oros, so this is the Shabbos of Ava. Chevra, some people are tired, been cleaning and shopping, earning money to spend the money on Pesach. But this is a Shabbos that there's always Yira. But the Shabbos is filled with Ava. Love and positivity and excitement and anticipation and energy. Shabbos HaGadol, we're getting ready. We are getting ready to be taken out. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to liberate us, emancipate us, is going to free us from our Mitzrayim, our Meitzar, whatever is constricting us, restricting us, whatever is holding us back, whatever we're addicted to, whatever we can't stop binging on, whatever impulse we're following, Pesach's coming. Freedom. This is the Shabbos HaGadol. The Pesach will be determined by Shabbos. The Shabbos that precedes dictates, determines, sets the tone for what is to come. So it's Shabbos HaGadol. Gadol in the sense of Ava. It has to be tremendous love. So, we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Turn Friday into Shabbos by adding a lot of love. Love. Love should permeate the home. Make the phone call. Your parents, your grandparents, your siblings. Don't wait till Erev Pesach. Shabbos is a good enough reason. There's Ava. In the home, light the candles with love. Welcome in the energy, the atmosphere. In shul, find people. Go say good Shabbos. It's Shabbos HaGadol, and Gadol is defined by love. May Taka be a Shabbos of Gadol. May it be filled with love. May it be filled with salvation. May it be filled with redemption. May Kodesh Baruch Hu bring the soul of Shabbos good news to Klal Yisrael. Ad Beli Dai.